The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joining me now in studio for our monthly dermatology slot is Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. And today we're looking at rosacea. So we want to find out, first of all, what is it?
So rosacea is a really common chronic inflammatory skin disorder, primarily affecting the face. It affects about 5% of adults worldwide, but actually in Ireland, because of our Celtic skin, and in Northern Europe, it's actually more common. So up to 10% of Irish adults will suffer with it. So, you know, a lot of people confuse it with acne because they see spots on the face, but actually it's different and it doesn't scar, but it can kind of relapse and remit. So you can have bad times and then it can go away and come back again. So it is a condition that you have to manage long term.
What does it look like? I mean, is it bumpy?
It's bumpy, exactly. So as I said, people confuse it with acne spots. So it's a mixture of little papules and pustules, which are red spots or little white or yellow heads. It's mainly confined to the central face, so the nose and the cheeks, central forehead or central chin, but it can be quite extensive for some people. Some people have the broken capillaries that go with it, and we call that erythematotus langiotatic rosacea, to give it a long name. But it's basically persistent redness of the face, and then they can flush at times.
So is rosacea, the rose in rosacea, referring to redness?
Yes, yeah. So it is that redness, that kind of ruddy look that people can get to their skin.
Now, it's not all redness, of course, is rosacea. I mean, people flush at various stages in their lives, and also people blush in certain circumstances.
Absolutely. So, you know, you might see that in children or teenagers. They may, if they're doing exercise, if they get hot, their blood vessels will dilate up. And because we have such fair skin in Ireland, we tend to notice it more easily. So we tend to look pink. Or if somebody's standing up giving a presentation, again, that little bit of nervousness can cause the blood vessels to dilate and their chest, neck or face can look red. But that's not necessarily rosacea. That is the flushing and blushing.
I've often wondered about some people in sport, for example, exercise very hard and they go pale. And other people exercise very hard and they go red.
Yeah, so it's just your blood vessels, whether they're dilating up or they're constricting back down. But again, you know, menopause, well, another reason for women, unfortunately, to have a hot flush, and they may feel kind of that heat sensation, that burning sensation. Not every woman will look completely red, but some will.
Okay, but that's not rosacea.
No, that's just the flushing of blood vessels dilating up. But they're not fixed blood vessels that you can see constantly on the skin.
But they don't exclude the other. I mean, you can flush and have rosacea.
You can have both, unfortunately. So yes, the commonest age to get rosacea is 30 to 60. So, you know, an adult female in her 50s who may be going through menopause may also have rosacea at the same time.
What causes rosacea?
So, like, that's a great question, but we don't actually know. It's multifactorial. So there's a genetic predisposition. So usually when I'm talking to patients, I'll ask them, you know, does anyone else in the family have a tendency to be red or, you know, have spots on the face? There's then this kind of reaction between the skin microbiome and then our blood vessels. So you've got a little mite on your skin called Demodex, and we also have bacteria on the skin surface. So it's basically their presence is causing this inflammation. So often the medical treatment that we use is targeted at those bugs, essentially, to try and reduce their presence and reduce the inflammation.
Is it episodic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. Somebody could have a persistent flare of lots of spots for like 3 months. They might have been particularly stressed, something, you know, triggered it in the first place. And then it can settle down. So it is a case of making sure their skin barrier is at its best functioning, because unfortunately the skin barrier is dysfunctional. So if they're using the wrong products on their face, they can trigger a flare. So you really need to get the basics right.
So what is the treatment?
So first and foremost is basically stripping back. If you've gone to the pharmacy and bought loads of products, often people are treating themselves as acne and it makes it worse. You need to use a basic creamy cleanser, so nothing that's going to strip the skin. You need to use a moisturiser every single day, preferably one that contains ceramides to recreate that skin barrier.
So cleansers per se, do you use those?
Yeah, so to wash your face with a creamy cleanser.
Rather than an astringent.
Yeah, rather than a gel cleanser, that'll make it feel a little bit tighter. Sometimes rosacea sufferers will say it's not just the spots, but they see a little bit of dry skin. So their skin barrier, as I said, is dysfunctional. Moisturize twice a day, and sunscreen is vital because the UV is a trigger for rosacea.
But obviously your choice of product, I mean, if you pick the wrong sunscreen, because they come in all shapes and forms, as you know.
Yeah.
So if it's too thick, for example, would that...
It's more to do with the ingredients. So you've got chemical sunscreens and physical sunscreens, and then a combination of both. So my preference for rosacea sufferers is to have a physical component. So that's the zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, rather than all of the chemicals, because some patients with rosacea just are intolerant of chemical sunscreens. Their skin is just too sensitive.
Now, do we know, are there particular triggers for rosacea?
Yeah, so a lot of people come in saying, you know, I took a drink of alcohol and then I was more red or flushed when I got out of the shower after I exercised or I ate certain food, particularly spicy food. Now, that doesn't happen for everyone. Not everyone will link a certain food or drink. But it's not necessarily going to cause the spots if you have the papulopustular rosacea, but it'll certainly influence the redness.
Okay, so, but that redness is not always rosacea. I mean, when is a flush and when is it rosacea? And if it's not necessarily bumpy.
Yeah, so not everyone has that specific subtype. There's actually five subtypes of rosacea. So the spotty papulopustular subtype and the erythematotus langitatic would be the two commonest. But some people have ocular rosacea where it just affects their eyes. So they get dry eyes or recurrent styes or little cysts. And then you've got the phimosis rosacea, which is the enlarged nose where the skin thickens
the
over time.
The so-called whiskey face.
Exactly. So yeah, bad connotation. And it isn't to do with alcohol because, as I said, so many people suffer with it. But certainly if you do drink alcohol, you can flush. It doesn't cause the thickening of the nose.
Now, are there any more permanent kind of treatments? I mean, we're always hearing about lasers of various wavelengths and so on that do, they work miracles on the skin. Anything for rosacea?
They really do. And a lot of my rosacea sufferers are actually nervous because they're afraid to try something from an aesthetic point of view because it may make the rosacea worse. So really the commonest thing that we would use would be IPL. So it's intense pulse light. So it's not actually a laser, but it kind of gets falsely called a laser.
Yeah.
But it targets everything red and everything brown in the skin. So if you've got brown sunspots or if you've got the broken capillaries, it'll shrink them right down. And then the other laser that we use in our particular clinic is called XLV. And it's a combination laser. So 532 nanometers and 1064. And really it can target all the colours in your skin. So the red, the brown, but the purple and the blue. Because if some patients with rosacea have those bigger blue kind of purple veins around the nose, so it gets that little bit deeper to shrink them all down. So those treatments are fabulous for people.
Now, you've been talking about, if you like, topical, even lasers are topical. They're dealing with the skin from the outside.
Yeah.
And medicines that you, or creams that you use, are on the outside. Anything you can take orally that will influence rosacea?
You absolutely. So we use the tetracycline antibiotics and we'd usually use them for up to 3 months. And if somebody had really resistant rosacea and we're using the topical creams such as topical ivermectin or metronidazole and they just aren't working, we can use low-dose isotretinoin, also known as Roaccutane. So I do use a good bit of that for patients who just have really stubborn rosacea.
Now, many people, when they hear about the treatments that are available at the IPL treatments or laser treatments, whatever they might be, they're worried that, you know, they'll be out of commission for a day or two.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
No, it's brilliant. I mean, with IPL, we certainly call it a lunchtime procedure because you're in, you're out. Our nurses will put sunscreen straight on your face and out the door, back to work. With the XLV, it's that a little bit deeper. We would say to people maybe 1 to 2 days that you look a little bit redder and slightly puffy. And then we have another treatment which is fabulous for skin barrier. It's called the M-Fusion. And it's a lovely relaxing treatment where some of the lasers can be a little bit pinchy. But this is a new treatment and it's to recreate the skin barrier. So it takes about 45 minutes and we're infusing all of those ingredients into the skin in a nice relaxing way to try and help that skin barrier to function better.
Now this from a listener, I was diagnosed this week, although I had it about 30 years ago. I think tomatoes aggravate mine. So are there triggers?
Yeah, absolutely. Some patients will say tomatoes. So it's, you know, it's very individual to different people. But yeah, tomatoes for some people will cause a flare and they feel more red after they consume
them. And any science on why that should be? I mean, tomatoes are red after all.
Yeah, that's true. No, there are certain foods that just can result in dilatation with either histamine release for some people. So there are some foods that are kind of pro-histamine. Mm. So certain people will say, oh, if I ate chocolate or if I ate tomatoes. So no, that's totally true for some people.
Okay. At what point do people need to get, if you like, specialist help from a dermatologist like yourself? And at what, you know, can they manage it on their own without trying to find an appointment? Because that can take a while.
I mean, they absolutely can. As I said, strip back your skincare, start with basic cleansing and moisturizing and add in a sunscreen, preferably a physical sunscreen. And if that's not enough, some people do need some medical therapy, but often they may just go to their GP and they'll be able to give them a topical cream alongside their skincare and they can easily manage it. If that's not enough, the GP can certainly give them the oral tetracycline antibiotic. And again, if that's not enough, they may need to see a specialist to discuss something like isotretinoin.
This question, can you ask Nikki, I seem to get facial flushing after meals. I had a blood test to rule out allergies and celiac disease and everything was clear.
Yeah, it's possible that some people can. I mean, maybe it's to do with the type of food that they're eating. Again, you may just be that little bit hotter, but a lot of people, just because their skin is so fair.
People could do, you know, take a food diary and see.
Eliminate some things,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And it could be histamine release as well for some people. So just looking to see if it's specific histamine releasing foods. And you can see that easily on the internet. You can look it up.
Very good. Nikki, thank you very much for joining us. That's consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, Professor.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.